Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-nation visit to Japan and China to take part in 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo tomorrow. India and Bangladesh agree to take effective measures to curb cross-border crimes, including smuggling, human trafficking, and illegal intrusion. Australian government to cut 500 tariffs to encourage free trade. Russia confirms use of hypersonic missile for strikes on Ukrainian arms factories and airfields as death toll reaches 17 in overnight attacks. And at least 17 people killed as floods wreak havoc in Punjab province of Pakistan. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a two-nation visit to Japan and China tonight. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi has expressed confidence that his visits to Japan and China would further India's national interest and priorities and contribute to building a fruitful cooperation in advancing regional and global peace, security, and sustainable development. During his two-day visit to Japan from tomorrow, the Prime Minister will participate in the 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo. Mr. Modi said that focus will be on shaping the next phase in India-Japan's special strategic and global partnership, which has made steady progress over the past 11 years. Mr. Modi added that he, along with Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba, will endeavour to give new wings to the collaboration. Our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's Japan visit has filed this report.
During the summit, both prime ministers are expected to evaluate progress achieved in the recent years in sectors like defense and security, trade and economy, and technology and innovation, and people-to-people exchanges. Both the leaders will discuss key regional and global matters. Both prime ministers will also attend the business event where various MOUs will be signed related to different sectors to increase the trade between the two countries. Currently, trade between the two countries is more than $22 billion, and it is expected to grow further with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit. PM Modi is also expected to meet heads of the provincial governments and prefectures to build partnership between local governments in Japan and Indian state governments. Om Awasthi, Akashvani News, Tokyo.
In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister Modi will travel to China from the 31st of August to 1st of September to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization Summit in Tianjin at the invitation of Chinese President Xi Jinping. Mr. Modi said he looks forward to meeting President Xi, Russian President Vladimir Putin, and other leaders on the sidelines of the summit. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman met Qatar's Minister of State for Foreign Trade Affairs, Dr. Ahmed bin Mohammed Al-Sayed, in New Delhi today. In a social media post, the finance ministry said that during the meeting, the two ministers reiterated their commitment to strengthening bilateral trade and investment ties under the strategic partnership between India and Qatar. India and Bangladesh have agreed to intensify joint efforts to combat trans-border crimes, including smuggling, human trafficking, and illegal intrusion by enhancing vigilance, increasing coordinated patrols, and sharing real-time intelligence. The two countries stated this in a joint statement issued by Border Security Force and Border Guard Bangladesh after completion of the four-day Director General-level border conference in Dhaka today. We have a report.
Both forces emphasized the importance of the coordinated border management plan in tackling smuggling, human trafficking, illegal intrusion, and terrorism. They agreed to educate border populations, implement socio-economic development in vulnerable areas, and expedite pending infrastructure work near the international border. Reaffirming a zero-tolerance stance on terrorism and insurgent activity, both sides committed to continued collaboration, including fencing initiatives and protection of riverbanks to ensure peace and security along the border. With Naval Singh Parmar's report from Dhaka, Renuka for Akashvani News.
India and Bhutan have signed an MOU on technical cooperation in agriculture and allied sectors. The Ministry of Agriculture said in a statement that the signing of MOU reflects the two countries' shared commitment to food security, sustainable farming, and rural prosperity. The 7th meeting of India-Saudi Arabia Joint Committee on Defence Cooperation was held in New Delhi today. Both sides reiterated their commitment to further strengthening bilateral defence cooperation and expressed happiness on the execution of most of the significant decisions taken during the previous meeting. The Indian side highlighted India's growing prowess in defence manufacturing and showcased made in India state-of-the-art equipment. Opportunities were explored for joint manufacturing and partnership in defence equipment with Saudi Arabia. Indian naval ships Tamal, a newly commissioned multi-role frigate, and Surat, a guided missile destroyer, arrived at Jeddah Islamic Port yesterday as part of the ongoing naval exchanges between India and Saudi Arabia. INS Tamal, commissioned recently in Russia and en route to India, is the last warship to be imported by the Indian Navy. During the port call, the ships engaged in a series of activities including meetings with the Western Fleet of the Royal Saudi Naval Forces and the Director General of the Saudi Border Guards. This is Akashvani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back, you're listening to World News. The Australian government has announced that it will cut another 500 tariffs, which it describes as nuisance tariffs, as part of a push to encourage free trade. Treasurer Jim Chalmers, Trade Minister John Farrell, and Industry and Innovation Minister Tim Ayres, while talking to media in Canberra today, announced that the small tariffs on items including tyres, wine glasses, and televisions will be removed. The government in 2024 abolished 457 nuisance tariffs on items including certain vegetables, refrigerators, and rubber. Russia has confirmed that the use of hypersonic missile while striking Ukraine arms factories and airfields in the long-range operation. The Russian Ministry of Defense has said the operation hit several weapons plants and airfields, confirming earlier reports of an attack from Kyiv. Meanwhile, the number of people killed following Russia's overnight strikes on Ukraine's capital has risen to 17. Russian projectiles damaged buildings in 7 districts of the city, including the headquarters of the European Union mission to Ukraine and the British Council. In Pakistan, at least 17 people lost their lives in the past 24 hours as floods submerged hundreds of villages across the Punjab province. Catastrophic flooding in the Satluj, Ravi and Chenab rivers has triggered mass evacuations, damaged infrastructure and inundated millions of acres of agricultural land in the province of over 130 million people. United Nations Human Rights Council has said that over 2.3 million Afghan refugees have so far returned from Iran and Pakistan this year. Many returnees are arriving under pressure to a nation ill-prepared to absorb them. The UN Refugee Agency urged the international community to provide urgent support, stressing that the world cannot look away now. Abu Dhabi National Oil Company, ADNOC, has signed a 15-year sales and purchase agreement with Indian Oil Corporation to supply 1 million tons per annum of liquefied natural gas from its lower carbon Ruwais LNG project. Under the agreement, LNG will be delivered to ports across India, supporting the country's growing energy demand and enhancing its energy security. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarks on a two-nation visit to Japan and China to take part in 15th India-Japan Annual Summit in Tokyo tomorrow. India and Bangladesh agree to take effective measures to curb cross-border crimes including smuggling, human trafficking and illegal intrusion. Australian government to cut 500 tariffs to encourage free trade. Russia confirms use of hypersonic missile for strikes on Ukrainian arms factories and airfields as death toll reaches 17 in overnight strikes. And at least 17 people killed as floods wreak havoc in Punjab province of Pakistan. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.